fever down in my soul, that alpha fever.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to First Impulse. I am Mike Richardson of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, Pi Epsilon Lambda Chapter. This week, we are getting closer to our 30th anniversary celebration on August 1st, 2023, and we wanted to do something special on the podcast. You heard in episode one, part of an oral and written history project done internally in the chapter by our brother Tony Harris. This week, we wanted to highlight another interview that was done by Brother Harris with Brother Raymond Blackstone, who was one of the charter members of this chapter. Brother Blackstone was a catalyst. It was one of the six members who started the chapter. And so we just wanted to hear from him on his thoughts of this anniversary, this milestone. And so I will turn it over to Brother Harris and Brother Blackstone to provide some insight.
Well, let me ask you then, and I think you probably answered my question to some extent, but what brought about the decision for you specifically to join these brothers when they decided that we're going to break away from KEL and form Pi Epsilon Lambda Chapter?
Sure. So for me, it was I think it's back to the energy, the vision, and the leadership. And Brother Bailey, Brother Wilson, I mean, just phenomenal in terms of ideas and where they wanted to go and where we wanted to go with Alpha. Mm. Not that Kappa Epsilon Lambda was not going in that direction, but I think for me, I remember I saw it as we wanted to take it to the next level. Mm. I mean, we're doing some wonderful things in the community, some great things in the community for Kappa Epsilon Lambda. Mm. We can do even more in the community, maybe expand out in other parts of PG County that maybe need additional community help. But I saw it as, you know, I want to be a part of being able to do more in the community, being a part of this vision and leadership to expand the fraternity in the local community.
All right.
And it just connected well for me because I was definitely young and hungry, and I couldn't get enough of it. It's like, sure, let's expand more, let's do more. I'm all for this focus and vision and leadership.
Okay. As a younger brother in the chapter, and as someone who was in the fraternity 2 years, you consider one of the initial catalysts of the brothers who decided to leave KEL and form Pi Epsilon Lambda. What role did you play in the departure and the decision to form a new chapter? Did you play a specific role in that?
So I think my role was definitely one of, you know, support and really seeing, you know, where are there any areas of gaps in trying to make this transition from KEL to PUL that maybe I can fulfill to help augment. And like I said, I didn't particularly hold an office, but I saw it as, you know, if we get to, and there were moments, as you can imagine, when we transitioned, there may have been some moments of, you know, we're a small group of catalysts trying to form this chapter, charter this chapter, trying to do some of the, continue to do good work in the community. I saw it as, you know, I want to be there to make sure that if there are areas that we need to cover, you know, you hear about sometimes 20% of the people doing 80% of the work, you know, then a small group doing the bulk of the work. Mm-hmm. And we were a small team, group of catalysts forming this, this new chapter. So I said, you know, if it's something that you need me to do, and I know Brother Bailey and I talked all the time, I'm going to be there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be there to supplement. I'm going to be there to assist, to be there to help. So I was sort of, once again, I saw it as more the servant leader of, hey, if there are gaps, if there are areas that we need to cover, if there are things that we need help and assistance with, I'm going to be there to help.
Okay. All right. Now, were the efforts amongst the brothers who were remaining in KEL to dissuade brothers from leaving? Was there any pressure to make you stay?
So, I wish y'all, like you said, 2 years in.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I got to be honest, I was less in tune to maybe some of the background conversations that may have been happening in terms of if there were brothers in KL that were sort of trying to persuade us from leaving. I may not have been in tune to some of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw it as an opportunity. I saw it as, you know, my chapter that I was made, Cap Epsilon Lambda, you know, I held it. It was highly regarded for me because that's where I was made. That's where I came in. I was forever grateful for that chapter and the brothers that were there. Were there times when I was probably maybe on the fence of, should I stay with KL or go with this new chapter? I probably had those moments in my mind thinking, maybe I want to stay with KL.
Mm-hmm.
But I was torn because, like I said, strong brotherhood with Brother Bailey, Brother Wilson, Brother Perrine. And I liked the vision. I liked the energy, the leadership that they were talking about. And I said, that's a part of something. That's something I want to be a part of.
Okay.
And like I said, I still, to this day, I hold high regards to KEL. That's my chapter, and I had some good memories of KEL.
Absolutely, yeah. Now, PUL was founded as a, quote-unquote, reclamation chapter.
Yes.
What role did you play in helping all of those reclaimed brothers who were part of the largest charter in the fraternity's history still to this day?
Right.
Did you play a role in helping those brothers decide to come along and establish this new chapter in Prince George's County?
Yeah, I would say definitely my role was probably nowhere near the role that Brother Bailey, Brother Wilson played. Mm-hmm. I was sort of in the background, you know, if I needed to call a brother or talk to a brother about potentially being reclaimed, I would do that.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, I just remember at the time, Brother Bailey was just doing phenomenal work up and down the roads, on phone calls, on the highways. Mm-hmm. The reason I knew this, you know, at the time and shortly after that, like I said, I lived an hour away at least. He would be on the highways. He'd give me a call and say, "Hey, Brother Blackstone, I'm on the way back from such and such." And he would stop at my place.
Mm-hmm.
And we would just chat and talk. And, you know, he would rest. But he was just relentless energy. And I said, you know, what do you need me to help you with? What do you need me to do? And as far as the reclamation piece, I think for me, it was more or less, you know, if I have to call a brother or if I have to run into a brother or talk to a brother, I'm here to do that. But certainly, I would say, you know, I give all credit to Brother Bailey, Brother Wilson, Brother Perrine.
Mm-hmm.
Those brothers were just amazing workhorses.
Okay. What were some of the biggest challenges Pipeline Lambda faced in the early years of that, once it was established?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, part of it was, you know, how do we roll out and not really grow too fast or try to do too much with, you know, not having the support we need in terms of the brotherhood. Although you said, and you're correct, when we were chartered, there were at least, I think, well over 80% reclamation effort, and there was probably 60 brothers. And I think in the early stages of it, it's like, okay, we want to make sure we grow at a healthy pace.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make sure we do the right things in the community, and we're doing great work in the community. So I think, from what I recall, the challenge would be, you know, let's make sure that we can do what we say we're going to do in terms of programs and efforts and projects and community service. Mm-hmm. So I think it was just making sure we can find that balance. And, you know, like I said, back to, you got 20% of the people doing 80% of the work.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to make sure that are we putting out quality work? We're helping the community. We're doing these programs that we should be doing as part of Alpha.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that was probably, you know, just a challenge, just being able to manage that.
Okay. All right. All right. You talked about Brotherhood a little bit earlier in terms of Brother Bailey and Wilson and Perron and Kirkland being mentors, but being beyond that, being friends.
Yes.
And over the years, many of the brothers in Pops Line Lambda, I've noticed, have established close personal bonds and personal friendships that go beyond just that getting together. But now you're in this new chapter in Pi Epsilon Lambda.
Right.
And those brothers who you considered your mentors and close friends in some ways has ballooned into this chapter of 60-some brothers. Did you bond with those brothers immediately? did you know a lot of them beforehand? Or you know, how did it come together back then? Because, you know, it's a pretty large chapter now, and as you see, you know, there are lots of close friendships throughout the chapter. Was that the case back in 1993 with such a new chapter and all of a sudden going from these seven initial catalysts right. to something over 60 brothers?
Yeah, and that's the thing I love and still love about PUL. It's, I always felt like we were a welcoming chapter. Mm-hmm. You know, new brothers coming into the area from other areas, other states, other, mm-hmm. you know, I always felt like, you know, we welcomed them, you know, we could establish a good rapport relationship. It was sort of back to, you know, I kind of saw it as back to the friendship thing. I mean, we knew we were brothers and we had this brotherhood, but it was developing into more than just that. It was, you know, you could connect mm-hmm. on a friendship level.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see it as difficult. Mm-hmm. I knew a few of the brothers that came over. You know, Brother Johnson, Jeff Johnson, and I worked together
mm-hmm.
Before he came to PUL. And we had that relationship at work, and then other brothers came on board. But I saw mm-hmm. it as, you know, like I say, to me it was just a natural, easy
mm-hmm.
Transition as we took on additional brothers within PUL. That, you know, it's always been that strong bond of brotherhood and mm-hmm. friendship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what I like about PUL. And I've been a member of other chapters like IAL, same thing, strong brother, strong friendship.
Mm-hmm.
But PUL was just unbelievable.
Yeah, it was, well, 30 years ago, I mean, things were so different in terms of the way people communicated. I mean, there was no social media to speak of. You know, I mean, we had email, the internet, I don't know if the internet existed or if it was in its infancy and whatnot.
It was in the infancy.
But I mean, you know, and obviously you're dealing with an alumni chapter of professional men
right.
who probably got careers and families of their own, so sometimes that sort of bond is difficult to establish. But it seems, from what you're telling me, that the brothers of Pi Epsilon Lambda were able to sort of pull that off, or at least it happened organically, so to speak.
I think organically too, and then, like I say, I saw it as definitely a welcoming chapter.
Mm.
At the time, I know for myself, still a lot going on from a career standpoint, traveling, mm-hmm. things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, always whenever I was around the brotherhood or around new brothers, I always felt like it was mm-hmm. just a warm, warm chapter, welcoming chapter. We looked out for each other. We did mm-hmm. things beyond, you know, what some people would do. You know, like I said, transcend brotherhood. It's like, you know, this is somebody, this is my friend, this is my brother, this is somebody that I'm looking out for the best interest
mm-hmm.
For them, mm-hmm. you know. And it's always been about, I know for me and other brothers, it's not about, I always looked at it, it's not about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what can I do to help my fellow brother? What can I do to help my friend?
Yeah. And I think you see that same sort of feeling today.
Yes.
In Pipes and Lounge.
That's right.
It's much easier to communicate with people nowadays, obviously, yeah. as well. But you see brothers helping out brothers, or brothers looking out for one another.
Yes.
When there's someone in need, or coming to their aid, or
right.
or whatever. It's just one of those things that, and I'm sure it exists in other chapters, but from what I've heard brothers from other chapters say, it seems to be different.
It's different. It is. And not to diminish other chapters,
no.
relationships or brotherhood. Like I said, I've been in other chapters and same thing. I mean, we had a strong sense of brotherhood, but it's something about PUL that's just natural and you feel at home and it's genuine. It is.
Yeah, I agree. In your opinion, how has the chapter evolved since it's founded in 1993?
Wow. It's funny. I look at it, and like I said, I've sort of been in and out traveling, and, you know, there were times when I wasn't as involved and active because I was traveling or career. And, you know, I'm just amazed at the sustainability piece of it and the growth piece of it. Mm-hmm. You know, it just ceased to amaze me that PUL continues to, you know, it's one thing to be able to sustain yourself over the years, but to also grow in terms of, you know, what you're doing in the community. I think about, like Brother Bailey was instrumental in establishing the PUL Charitable Foundation
mm-hmm.
with the scholarships and everything else. And all the programs, I look back at, you know, over the years, all the national programs and other programs and efforts and things that we do in the community through PUL, I'm just amazed. I mean, things, I've been in other chapters and things that we do here that are unique and different. You know, we got the national, we have the national program, March of Dimes, we have Project Alpha and other things. I've been in chapters where we are, it's a small chapter. We're focused on the national programs, but we definitely don't want to do anything outside of these national programs. We want to make sure we can accommodate this. But PUL just really amazes me that we can continue to focus on doing, not just doing the national programs, but doing them well.
Mm-hmm.
And not just doing them well, but doing other things well at the same time. Mm-hmm. That just amazes me. Like I said, the sustainability piece and the growth piece just mm-hmm. amazes me that we can do it and do it well.